Sam Goldman is one of the organizers of Refuse Fascism.
Refuse Fascism is a nationwide movement with one mission, which is to have a mass nonviolent movement uniting in the shared determination that Trump must go now. I'm at 16th and 8th, right by the White House, and people are gathered here to deliver the people's indictment of Donald Trump, a unified declaration of illegitimacy.
The people's indictment accuses the Trump administration of unconstitutional and anti-democratic practices. Goldman told us that the indictment raises concerns about the administration's disrespect for the rule of law, as well as mistreatment of immigrant populations. They pointed specifically to the targeting of Somali Americans in Minnesota. Protesters claim that the Trump regime is moving toward an outright ban on dissent. Goldman compared Trump's actions with those of previous fascist regimes.
You know, we look back at disgust with the German people, how they sat back, how they allowed the horrors that were the Holocaust. And right now, based on what too many of us are doing, history will not look kindly upon us.
Historian Robert Paxton, an American scholar of mid-20th century European history and an expert on fascism, told the New York Times last year that the January 6th attacks convinced him that Trump is a fascist. He said, quote, "The turn to violence was so explicit and so overt and so intentional that you had to change what you said about it." After initial skepticism about applying the label of fascism to Trump, he said, quote, "It's bubbling up from below in very worrisome ways, and that's very much like the original fascisms. It's the real thing, it really is," unquote. I'm Archon Das, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.